boy. Speaking of things Kyle can confirm by the sense of touch, our next speaker. Dude, you really gotta treat Kyle nicer. Nate Bechtel, come on, buddy. World-class Magic the Gathering champion.
Someone said the best.
The thing you don't know is Kyle reads every edition of his fan fiction of me, whether I want him to or not. So that wasn't a surprise. His lies. Except for a few things. I do wear a robe a lot. All right, so I decided that I would like to share with you a story of my family's annual tradition. I had it on a screen, but unfortunately it didn't want to load so when I got here. So I'm going off book, so this will be fun. The annual tradition is of how my mom likes to get us all together and we watch Frank Capra's classic, It's a Wonderful Life. And the other tradition is that my father, my two sisters, and I'd spend that whole runtime shitting on the entire movie. Because when you force someone from the ages of 6 until 23 to watch an optimistic, heartwarming tale every fucking year, they're gonna go a little stir-fry. Now, my favorite part is that it would begin... My mom did notice that around the time we were 8 that we started to drop off, so she needed to start bribing us to come, and it started with Ben and Jerry's pints and then a new pair of pajama pants because I was already 80 at that age. And we began to do things like hide under a certain coffee table to look like you were just under it for the movie and then leave your shoes behind as you army crawl out the room. There's one time... They found me in the basement playing Gauntlet Dark Legacy right around the time that Uncle Billy was laughing his stupid fucking face off in front of Mr. Potter while leaving the goddamn money on the table. If we have learned anything from that movie, it's that we should put down the absent-minded relative because they will bring ruin and destruction on everything they touch. Uncle Billy is the villain of that movie. Mr. Potter did nothing compared to his fat face. So that's a tangent. But no, we all know the movie. It's really heartwarming in a disgusting way for a movie that is really about a guy's fever dream after almost committing suicide, plunging into waters, and then having a dream where he erases himself from reality, goes to an altered dimension and goes, you know what? I shouldn't kill myself. Let me tell my kids this. Like, it's a really disturbing tale if you think the angel isn't real. But it's also just one of those weird things that now that I'm older, it's like, okay, things are cracking a little through. You're not seeing the whole optimistic picture. Like, he's keeping Mary in that bush a long time while she's naked. Like, I'm counting this off, and apparently it's okay if you marry her afterwards. But it's just... Yeah, no. Watch it. It's really fucking dark. He stands there and says, you can come out if you say what I want you to. Jimmy has some issues. But it's just to this long point, but my favorite thing is that my mom, to this day, doesn't care. No matter how many times we bitch, no matter how many times we do anything, she's like, no, you animals are going to watch a movie where a guy is thankful for his life. And he says it to the people in it. Anyway, obviously going off book was a little rougher, but that's my tale.
So this is the third time in 2 days that It's a Wonderful Life has come up. I've never seen it. Is it worth watching?
Yes!
Go to the music box.
All right.
Go to the music box, Eric.
It's so good.
Eric, go to the music box.
Matt,
the music box. Go inside. Go to your shit.
Matt Young's voice was the most commanding yet soothing. So I listened to Matt Young.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Captain.